Welcome to a very special Ever Beyond, February the 12th, 2012. We are speaking tonight with Katie Galanti, all the way from San Diego, and we'll be discussing the Whitney Houston situation as has just turned up. So, without further ado, I'd like to introduce Katie Galanti. Good evening, Katie.
Hello, JP.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
That's marvelous. So, what we're going to do is I'm going to kind of back off my mic a little bit so that you can say what you've been bursting to say. So it's been
yes, okay. So first of all, I'm just going to say that I got up this morning and I had this kind of sometimes I wake up in the morning after sleeping and I have instructions of what I'm supposed to do. And one of my instructions was to contact you, JP, and bug you and see if you would have me on your program for a tiny bit. And basically some of this is coming just from the fact that yesterday evening after the news of Whitney Houston dying, we're having a discussion on Facebook, and for people that are kind of used to looking at things through a slightly different glass and different lens, these kind of deaths are often not random, right? And so I just want to put it into context with what seems to be happening this week, because first of all, we had the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl had within it the performance of Madonna that was a blatant ritual, and in which there were various, not just symbolism, but basically they brought in all of the goddess worship. There was Luciferian worship, and there was also, as part of that, initiations, etc. And it just literally looked like a 15-minute ritual extravaganza during the most watched program of the year. Apparently, this was the most watched program of the whole year, right? Like record number of viewers and all the rest of it. And so then after that, we have just a few days later, Whitney Houston dying. And Whitney Houston is another Madonna-like figure in the sense that she is kind of a goddess of her own time, right? And then now the timing of this is highly suspect because tonight we have the Grammys that are other kinds of music awards, etc., that are often used for ceremony and ritual, right?
Katie,
so basically we have a three punch here.
Katie, just
it's
one second.
Like three events. Yes.
One second. It appears that because we've got no sound coming through to our Wolf Spirit stream, that I'll be able to take that stream and actually be able to transmit this live. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Okay, so I'll just invoke the transmitter and we're live on the air with Katie Galanti. Okay. You've already started what you were saying. Perhaps
you
if you could
nutshell
it for the people who have just joined us.
So basically, it just brought to my attention through discussion throughout the week that we seem to be in the middle of a three-stage ritual, right? Okay, so we have the first ritual is what we had with Madonna on Sunday, and that seemed to be bringing in the various kinds of energies of the goddess worship, lots of symbolism from Egypt, lots of symbolism from the Roman kind of pantheon, right, etc., etc. So without going into all of that, and I wrote about that in my Warrior Visionaries blog, then we have the death of Whitney Houston, right? And that seems highly suspect because of the timing of it, because it's happening at the eve of the Grammys. That is another time during which they often carry out ritual. Okay? Now, the importance of this, I just wanted to go into, you know, assuming that we're looking at this correctly, right, or that we are really looking at a ritual, I just want to spend a couple of words on, you know, what does ritual mean in general? What does it mean when we say that they do ritual? And my understanding, as I have been looking at things over the years, is that ritual can be used for various things. It can be used for manifesting, right? So literally for using energy to create something. It can be used for initiation. So they use it for initiatory purposes. And I think that during the Super Bowl, the initiation that we were looking at was the one of Nicki Minaj and MIA, right? They were being initiated into a higher level of the order. Mm-hmm. They also use it for conjuring, so they conjure demons, energies, deities. And during the Super Bowl, we were looking at the conjuring of a particular kind of goddess energy. We were not looking at Madonna. Madonna was literally the vessel through which the ritual was acted out so that this energy could come through, okay? And then the ritual could also be used for worship. And if you look towards the end of the Super Bowl, we saw the worship of the Luciferian energy. That was literally the last 5 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes of that performance was a Luciferian mass. Okay, so these are four different kinds of energies, and I saw an intent, and I saw all four of them during the Super Bowl. So they pulled out, like this was major. Like they were pulling out major energy during that performance. After which we have Whitney Houston dying, and who is also like Madonna, a almost like figurehead within the music industry. Okay, she's a special person, right? Like very famous and so on. So we have very famous two very famous 80s people. One that comes in doing this ritual in which energies are being invoked and created, and initiations are happening. And then followed just a few days later by another 80s icon, female goddess dying. Okay? So there's a birth and there's a death. And then tonight we have the Grammys. Now, why is the blood sacrifice, if we are correct about this, Whitney Houston's death would be a blood sacrifice, right? Now, a blood sacrifice is almost like a commitment, energetic commitment to whatever it is that will follow. So I am anticipating that there will be some kind of energy working, magic working, you know, manifesting type ceremony going on also at the Grammys. All right? So does this make sense? Am I making sense so far?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So the thing is, we are used to, one of the things that I observe is that we are used to kind of decoding all of this stuff, right? We look at it, we decode it, we become quite clever at it. So we see what it is that they're doing. But I would really like to focus on the reason for which I've kind of summoned this meeting between you and I and the people listening, mm-hmm. is that ritual is an energetic working. It has an effect. It's not just about spotting what symbols are being worn. They're not just telling us that they are Illuminati. They're actually using the energy that they are siphoning off of the people that are watching, that are unaware, most of them, to support whatever ritual manifestation ceremony they are performing. Okay? So the thing is, however, that this is all energy. It's just energy, right? So they've put out an intent and they have put out an energy. What I am seeing when I look at this psychically, is that I'm seeing both openings of doorways. When I look at the results of what it is that they are trying to do, I see doorways opening and energies coming in, and that are not for our highest good, at least as far as we, as far as our own plan for humanity and for the earth, we would rather not have these energies coming in. And also there is a empowerment, what I'm seeing is an empowerment of the manifestation plan of the dark energy for whatever it is that they're trying to create. And we really are at a cusp here. We are at a cusp between worlds, okay? We have a lot of awake people on the planet, a really strong awakening at the moment on the planet. A lot of people are becoming more and more aware. And just to give you an idea of the level of awakening, the post that I put out there a few days ago on Monday, I think, on the Super Bowl, within 24 hours it had 700 views, and that has never happened before. Like, usually people didn't even care about this kind of thing, okay? And it's not because it was a brilliant post. It was literally because people are just paying more attention, okay?
They're more open right now.
Yeah, exactly. And people are paying more attention. They literally are paying more attention now. So because people are paying more attention, because people are more awake, because people are seeing through the game that is being played out. Sorry, just 1 second. Let me turn this off. Okay. This is how prepared we were, right?
This is the dead air dance.
Yeah, this is a very improvised session that we're having here, right? I haven't prepared a hell of a lot for it. So anyway, so where was I? That people are awakening, and so they are having to put out more energy. That is a good thing. Like, it's a good thing that they have to put out more energy. But this doesn't mean that we can't put out more energy, okay?
Yep.
So my purpose here right now is to put out some of our own energy so that we can counteract some of the things that are being brought in, okay? So if people are game, we can do a little meditation, right? And by meditation, this is a working meditation, so the only reason for which we're going into a meditative state is so that we can focus, right? It's not about all getting peaceful. It's literally so that we can get into a focused state and we can focus our own intention and will towards things that are for the highest good, okay? And just a little tidbit here. We also have forces of, for lack of a better word, light, that can help us, just like they are conjuring in various kind of dark energies that help them, we can conjure in various kind of light energies that help us, right? So personally, I have for several years been working with very high dimensional councils of angelic light. Some people are not comfortable with that because they don't have a first-hand experience and so they don't trust it, and that's fine. You don't have to go along with that piece if you're not into it, okay? You can just ask for to be aligned with your higher self, or to be aligned with the source energy, or whatever it is that works for you, or you can just skip that piece altogether and just use your own energy, and that's it. Okay.
I'm personally grabbing hold of my crystal here because it helps me focus. So if anyone's got any crystals, specifically quartz. Clear quartz helps you focus, and it will help you focus any of this energy.
Yes. And also, so let's start just by closing our eyes and focus on your breath and allow for your breathing to deepen and begin to see above you, around you, within you, the source energy. The source energy that is the beginning of life, right? And all life, spirit. And what allows you to be alive and filled with love. And imagine that energy as white light that is coming into your being. And see it literally filling every cell within your body. See it filling every single one of your chakras. And feel yourself becoming clearer and more light filled with every breath. feel all of your chakras clearing, your heart center opening. See the light going into your third eye, that is now open and clear, connected with your heart and with your crown chakra. And then visualize your crown chakra connected to Source. You can imagine Source just as a beautiful star of light, or whatever comes to mind. And then also connect with the earth. See your energy connecting with the earth, right down to the center of the earth, and making an alliance with earth. And allow both the spirit of the earth and Source to protect you fully and completely, so you're completely safe, and so are your loved ones. And we can extend this energy of safety and protection to the whole of the planet Earth and to the whole of humanity. And we are here reunited to remember that we are ambassadors for the most beautiful light in incarnated form, and that we are that light, and that we are powerful, beautiful, and strong, that we're knowledgeable and precious, and so is every other living thing on earth. And we are here to remember that this, in many ways, is a game that has been set in place so that we remember who we truly are. Because sometimes we cannot truly remember unless we encounter an obstacle. So in the spirit of keeping it all about love rather than about enemies, we can see the dark and the ones that play the role of the dark as the ones that have volunteered to help us to face challenges so that we may remember, through stepping up to the plate, the fullness of our being. And from this place of fullness, from this place of full light, we remember all of our power, we remember all of our light, we remember our connection to the Source energy, we remember our connection to the highest dimensions of light, and we remember that we have permission to ask for assistance. We remember that we're here on Earth to do that very thing and to create the change that is required at this time. And as we do so, we ask for protection for the whole Earth. We ask that any doorways that have opened that are not for the highest good be closed and sealed. We ask that any rituals that are conjuring energies that are not for the highest good of the all of mankind be diffused and neutralized. We ask that any beings that have been invited into this realm that have not been asked with the permission of the whole of humanity, with the whole free will of humanity, be cleared and removed from the earth plane now. We also ask for knowledge and awakening to continue on this planet, for the veils of illusion to be diffused and removed. We ask, as sovereign residents of the Earth, We ask because we have permission to ask as Earth inhabitants, as representatives for the whole of humanity now. And while we are gathered, we ask for an infusion of the most beautiful healing light for the whole planet and for the whole of humanity, that it may be available to all the souls who are ready to receive it and willing, so that it may be received only within the laws of free will. We ask for a clearing of the energy grid for the planet Earth, of all frequencies that are discordant, especially the ones that were downloaded without permission from all. And we ask that the energies that are conjured tonight, if there's any, may be diffused as is for the highest good, to the degree that is for the highest good of all, as it occurs. I also ask for healing energy to be given to all of the people who are participating in this setting of intent. And so it is. And now you may want to just focus again on your body. Focus again on your chakras. Thank the energy of the earth for supporting you. Thank the energy of source for supporting you. And know that you're always loved and protected. And so it is. That's it. That's all I had to do.
Wonderful. So we are just currently going out on the air on Wolf Spirit Radio. So we did have a few live transmissions there, I think. I mean, basically what we're doing is we're using the body of the listeners to transmit through their psychic fields and down into the ley lines in their local area using this energy, yes?
Absolutely. And the thing is that, you know, this can also be done even by just one person in their living room, right? It's not necessary to have lots and lots of people. But one of the reasons for which the friendly opposition uses a lot of people is because more people, more energy, more intention, it becomes more focused, okay?
Yes.
So the idea here is to get more people involved so that there's more energy and more focus, right? Although I have done a lot of work where it's just me often, and slightly different from this because I can see it clairvoyantly what I'm doing when I'm doing it. But there is also something here as a teaching piece that we are not victims of any of these things, right? As I say, we've become very used to looking at these rituals and looking at the things that are being done and observing them, but we don't necessarily understand, or a lot of people don't necessarily understand that they're not powerless to what towards what they're watching. You can take charge and use your own energy and counteract some of the things that are occurring. Okay. So this is also for people to know so that they can do the same by themselves at a later time if it's needed.
Yes, and radionically, it really doesn't matter what time you're doing something. If you're putting a focus, the focus is always on where it was originally focused. Just if you're listening a day later, a week later, a year later, you're still focused on the time and space that we're doing this, which is in the afternoon before the Grammy Awards. I'm just wondering if the award ceremony is like a kind of promotion thing, like people are being promoted, new ranks. Would that be possible?
It could be. I thought about that because if Whitney is gone, maybe they've got somebody that they want to replace her with. Also, I thought it was quite interesting that yesterday, I think it was the unveiling of Beyoncé's baby. I don't know if you paid attention to that, if you saw that.
No.
You know that Beyoncé has had the child, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's also big rumors about this child that it may not even be hers because there's footage of her sitting down pregnant and her belly folding. So it looks like a fake belly, so she may have had her child birthed by somebody else or somewhere else.
Or in a test tube, yeah. As I was just joking. You know, I put that thing on your Facebook page, you know, just that they beamed it out and they did it in a test tube. But maybe.
Yeah, well, they like their DNA.
it might not be too far from the truth there.
No, absolutely. It's not too far from the truth. I think they like their DNA cocktails and you know. But I think it's interesting that we have, you know, Whitney going out of the scene and this baby coming in on the scene on the same day.
Destiny's Child.
And then we will see what happens tonight. I mean, you know, they may disappoint us all and not do anything.
That's very unlikely. Tracy Kennedy, one of our hosts on the station here, and I have, you know, we had a discussion about this last night on the United We Strike marathon.
Yes.
Program.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discussing this very matter. You know, the ritualization of it all.
Yeah.
Remember last year we had the royal wedding, so we had the Queen of the
Absolutely.
Wedding, and then we had the death of Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. You know, the royal wedding happened on Walpurgis night. It's like one of the biggest satanic festivals of the year. Right.
So what was the name of that?
I can't remember how you spell it, but it's like Walpurgis Night, right?
Uh-huh.
It's I'll send you a link when I find it. But it's basically it's one of the big time satanic holidays, and the wedding happened exactly on that day.
Yeah, and now this is very interesting that you say that Beyonce's baby. And again, back to the, you know, Destiny's Child arrives, and we're about 9 months from that time, aren't we? Something like that.
Are we really?
Well, it's April. It's about, you know, February. Yeah, because not far away from 9 months to.
Yeah.
So there's this is like not the beginning of a ceremony, but we're in the middle of a ceremony.
Yes, and also that's a good point that you made there, and also on that note. It is not a coincidence that these ceremonies are happening and that are amping up around this time, because although I'm not a hard and fast 2012 advocate, you know, there's the people that think that everything is going to change on December 21st, 2012, and it's like, boom, that's it, right? I think it's a more gradual, you know, Gauss curve kind of deal. But there is, in my mind, no doubt about the fact that we are going through a very intense transformation, and I think that it's one that we don't fully understand, but they understand 100%, right? Like, we have ideas about what it might be. There's the New Ages that are going in one direction with it. They're talking all about ascension and so on, but I think it's literally a change in the galaxy. There's a galactic change of phase going on, and that has an effect on consciousness, and that has an effect on timelines. We've entered into a node time in which there's, it's almost like this is the change of the station point, where you're on the line that goes from Milan to London, then suddenly you're in London and you have to get another train, right? So this is a nodal point for timelines right now. And we get to choose the next main reality line that we're going to play in for the next, I don't know how many thousands of years, but it gets determined at this point. And so what is going on here is that different forces are trying to push these timelines towards one or the other as the dominant timeline, right? Okay. Yeah. And, or another way to look at it is that they're trying to recruit more people for their timeline, because I have a feeling that these multiple timelines do exist and continue to exist, but they're trying to recruit people for their timeline, right?
They exist only as much as people believe in them, and that's why people are losing the belief in the destructive timeline, because people want to exercise their free will. Katie, we're going to have to wrap this up in a minute.
That's okay.
So, if you want to pull all the threads together and give them the big bazoomie.
Just very quickly, I will just say that all of this ritual and manifestation energy focusing that they're doing, that they're very skilled at, and for which they're recruiting all of the collective energy through the public ritual, is aimed at doing just that. It's aimed at kind of cooking their timeline the way that they want it and getting as much energy to enforce the reality stream that they're trying to bring into form. Okay, so individually we can just choose to opt out of that, and that's really easy. And for the collective, if we are operating as agents of healing for the collective, we can just help by diffusing some of the energies that are being downloaded that are not for the highest good. Okay?
Sounds good to me.
That's my wrap.
Thank you. So, Katie Galanti, this is going to go out. We're going to see if we can get a YouTube of this, and it's certainly going to go on the Wall Street Radio archives. So anybody who wants to pass this around and give it to as many people to do this meditation as possible in as short a time as possible, we'll see if we can throw a great big spanner in the old demonic works.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right, and lots of love to everybody, and to the next time.
Whoa, that's the wrong one. I was supposed to be doing this one. Yes, that's the one.
Right.
Stay tuned to Wolf Spirit Radio. My show's coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Beyond.